this has come, this comes from the new commandment by Jesus Christ. By this, by loving as he loved, all will know that you're mine. If you love one another as I've loved you. So, what Jesus Christ was doing there, once again, if we allow ourselves to see it, it wasn't just a matter talking about love. He was giving to us a goal. He did not elaborate on it. He did not expound on it. But the very fact that he said, by this all will know something about you, lets us see this is a goal, an objective in the spiritual warfare. What we are inside of our souls with imputed righteousness, imputed life that will last forever. But as far as the spiritual, or as far as the world is concerned, as far as the angels are concerned, no one would know that. So it comes down to how are they going to know? A lot of people, it's their creed. It's their doctrine. It's their going to church. It's the performance of their list. But our Savior made it very clear that you love one another as I love you. So he is making the interrelationship of believers, the most intimate, husband and wife, to the most casual in the local assembly and in our life's journey. He is making this a great issue in spiritual warfare. This is why both man and angels are observing. They're not listening so much to what we say and claim as they are observing the momentum of our life in relationship to one another, primarily born-again believers. So this is going to take us, and has already through chapter 5, into the interrelationship of believers. The body of Christ is without argument under great siege in America today. Christian homes, marriages falling apart, so many things going on, not the worst that they have been in history by any means. Saw a preacher the other night on TV. Oh, history's never been this bad in 2,000 years, and all of history of man, it's never been this bad. I just kind of smiled, showing the ignorance, his ignorance of history. Does that mean that it is not bad? No. This means that that kind of statement is uncalled for. Now, we come to what are we going to do? What is the solution to the interrelationship of believers? So let's prepare ourselves that the Spirit can open our eyes and we can see what's going on in Scripture. I'm thinking about, when I'm through with this study in Galatians, I hope will be rapidly closing in on us. I'm going to pick a Friday night, those who want to come, fine. Go over a couple of things. I received in the mail this very long, beautiful, beautifully laid out salvation plan in the mail, and it was just so beautifully laid out from Scripture why you are saved by works. And I just want to have some fun. Let's just look at things like that, considering all that we have taken in.